This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 2, Episode 8. Assalamu alaikum, Productive Muslims. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and I am here with Day 8 of the pre-Ramadan boot camp. So in this episode, we're going to be speaking about designing your new behaviors for laziness. I know this sounds a bit like, what am I talking about? How do you design your behavior for laziness? But let me explain. So as you're making changes in your life right now to build the new spiritual, physical, and social habits that we spoke about so far, there's a simple tip that can help you achieve much more success in what you do. And it's called design for laziness. Assuming that you're a very lazy person and is not motivated to change, what can you do to make your behavior change more easy and not very hard? For example, say I want to stop having desserts in my meal. So what can I do to make myself stop eating this? I mean, stop this behavior. So one practical way is to simply not make any desserts or have anything sweet in the house or pantry at home. And the reason this will work is because I'll be too lazy to go out and get dessert after I finish my lunch or dinner. So pretty much what we do is that the thing that we want to avoid, we want to make it as hard as possible to do so that we just become lazy to do it. So that way, if it's not within our reach, then we'll be like, I don't want to do it anymore. And that's what I mean by design for laziness. So here are some more examples. Say that you want to read more Quran, but you feel lazy to read Quran early in the morning or late in the evening. So if you were to design the reciting Quran for laziness, so one way you can do this is by reciting Quran when you're doing something idle, like you're just waiting for something. For example, when you're waiting for the computer to turn on, or you're waiting for the laundry to finish and you're just watching the laundry spin. So during that time, you can also recite Quran and similar things like that. I mean, these are just some ideas, but to think creatively. Another example that comes to mind as I'm thinking about this is that when you're in the kitchen and you're cooking or you're cleaning, then you have the Quran playing in the background. So that can also be another thing as well.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Muhammad Faris, founder of ProductiveMuslim.com. Hey, if you're enjoying this episode and the practical tips within it, then I think you'll enjoy our Productive Ramadan online course. This is a one-stop course for all the practical tips you need to overcome your Ramadan challenges. For example, how do you manage your sleep in Ramadan when Isha is so late and Suhoor is so early? How do you manage your time in Ramadan between work, family, and your spirituality? How do you build good habits in Ramadan and destroy bad habits during Ramadan that last after Ramadan? How to manage your work and your work colleagues, and so on and so forth. Check out this practical online course on ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. That is ProductiveMuslimAcademy.com. Thanks.
So another example to help you understand the design for laziness is that, say that you want to sleep early, but the problem is that you watch too much TV or YouTube or something. So what if I set a timer on my TV to automatically turn off at a certain time and I make it very hard to switch it back on, say by adding a complicated password or something like that? Another similar example can be that you want to sleep early, but the problem is that you tend to kind of like browse around on social media until it gets really late. And that happens when you have your phone next to you. So maybe it can be that you say, okay, I will allow myself to surf social media for some minutes and have a timer. And then once that timer goes off, you log out. And now the reason I say log out is because you're going to make your password like super complicated, that it's like in order to get that password, you have to go, you know, retrieve some file somewhere far away, or maybe you wrote it down somewhere. So it's like really hard to go and find that password and then put it inside your social media so that you can log in. It just makes it so much more harder. So that's an example with social media. And another example for, say, for example, you want to call your parents more often. What if I add them on speed dial and call them as I start my morning commute or evening commute or lunch break? So kind of like pairing it up with something else so that you know that when this happens, I will also call my parents as well. So that's another idea on how to design for laziness. So, I mean, just going along these lines, if you can think more about, first of all, what is it you want to implement in your life? And then kind of attaching that on to something else you're doing currently, or making it hard for you to not do that, if that makes sense. So the benefit to this approach is that when you design your new habits, assuming that you're a lazy person and not motivated to get things done, then you won't have very high expectations and get disappointed. Rather, you make things practical and easy for yourself so that it's more doable to get these things done, so that eventually it just becomes second nature. Okay, so now that this episode is near ending, I want to put forward the question to you. Share with me some examples of how you can design new habits, assuming that you're a lazy person. Let me know by heading over to the comments of this episode, which is specifically productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E8. And that stands for season 2, episode 8. So productivemuslimpodcast.com/S2E8. So let me know about other examples in which you can design new habits, assuming that you're a lazy person. And the good thing about sharing it is that you can also give others some ideas on how they can be able to implement that in their life as well. So I look forward to reading those comments. And finally, I want to ask you, did you do your 3 challenges today? So did you do that social challenge, that physical challenge, and that spiritual challenge? If you have or if you have not, please let me know also in the comments. So let me know if it's yes for spiritual or no for spiritual, or yes for physical or no for physical, and the same for social as well. And that's about it from me today. And I will speak to you all tomorrow, inshallah. Till then, remember, be sincere and work hard.